These days, you could probably get by without knowing how to read. No need to lug around that Harry Potter tome. Just download the audiobook.
The villagers of Little Hangleton still call it the Riddle House.
No need to look at a map. Just ask Siri to tell you where to go.
Head southwest on Homestead Street, then turn right onto Bowden Street.
For people who are visually impaired, those conveniences can be life-changing, but they're also restrictive. Listening to an audiobook isn't the same thing as reading, and that's meant a new role for an old technology, Braille. KALW's Angela Johnston brings us the story of how one man learned how to read again.
Marco Salsiccia is a huge movie buff. He owns hundreds of DVDs. They fill his small apartment in the Sunset District.
My top three are 2001 A Space Odyssey, No Country for Old Men, and Interstellar has kind of worked its way up to third.
Some are piled on his dining room table. Others are organized in spinning shelves in his living room.
Yeah, I have about 400 for my total collection.
He has action films, horror films, comedy flicks, lots of animation. Those are his favorite because animation is a big part of Salsiccia's life.
It's basically what I went to school for. It's the industry I was part of for 12 years. It's everything I wanted to be ever since Toy Story 1 came out in 95. And now I can't do it anymore.
This is because one day last year, Salsiccia suddenly lost his sight.
I was at home one night. I was struggling to use the computer, and all of a sudden my vision just sort of slowly went dark and didn't really come back until the next day, but after that it was pretty much downhill from there.
When Salsiccia was a child, he had radiation treatment for eye cancer, and he was cured, but no one knew how it would affect his vision down the road.
It wasn't even on the radar. Like, I had no idea that could happen or was going to happen.
When he became blind, things that seemed simple just weren't anymore.
Hitting buttons on a microwave or you doing the laundry, you know, twisting the knob to the right location, you know, things that you visually use.
Salsiccia decided he would learn Braille. He enrolled in classes at the Lighthouse for the Blind. It's an organization in San Francisco that helps rehabilitate people who have little or no vision.
Good. So let's try the next line.
Yeah, the man.
Good.
Sense.
Uh-huh. So here's this snuggle one.
Okay.
Eventually, reading Braille became a lot less daunting.
I originally thought that each letter was like a tactile representation of what the letter actually was, and that was a mistake.
Eventually, reading Braille became a lot less daunting.
But once I started learning grade one Braille, it made perfect sense. As I started learning here, I picked it up really quickly. I learned grade one in about 3 weeks.
Inside the center, you hear the humming and clicking of the Braille embossing printers. They're used to print pages of Braille newsletters, Giants baseball schedules, Muni maps, maps of Golden Gate Park. Some of the maps being printed are called talking maps. You can point a special digital pen at a symbol on the map, and it'll literally tell you what's on the paper.
Stairs up to street, northwest corner of Market and Castro Streets.
But even though there are these incredible forms of digital technology, there are certain things technology can't do.
And audiobooks will not tell you the spelling of the words. They will not give you the punctuation marks and how the sentences are arranged using punctuation mark, things like that.
That's Davina Carlson, Marco Salsiccia's Braille teacher.
It will open the world to you and you're not being, limited to just audio or large print.
Braille dots are really tiny, so when Carlson teaches, she starts out big, really big. She uses things like muffin tins and tennis balls. She says learning Braille is easier when objects are larger.
The six dots, so I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So if I want them to show a letter C, I'll just put it this way. So this is your letter C, and then they fill it on the actual Braille. And this is A.
Once students learn the alphabet, Carlson will start to teach them how to read sentences in children's books. There's even a modern take on reading Braille. It's called a Braille display.
He has never touched one. He and Jutta smuggle the device back to Victoriastrasse 3 and appraise it beneath an electric lamp.
Scott Blanks is the deputy director of the lighthouse, and he uses one. It's about the size of a keyboard, but instead of keys, there are sets of holes.
And that's a device that you can connect either wired or wirelessly to a computer or a smartphone or a tablet, and essentially access any of the information that's appearing on the screen of that device.
Here's how it works. First, he selects the book he wants using his iPhone's screen reader.
Menu, button, all items, book browser button, the chronic, all the light we cannot see, a novel, door, Anthony. Downloading, 0.0%, all the light we cannot see, a novel, door, Anthony.
It sounds like Siri on steroids.
Downloading, 36.8%.
Sped up so he can move around quickly.
Downloading, 77.7%.
Then the Braille display reads words from the ebook. And the Braille starts to pop up on the display like small rubber bubbles. For Blanks, the tactility is part of the experience.
I found that reading something in Braille was just such a really deeply connected experience. It mirrors the experience of reading something visually. Even though you're using your fingers, it's hitting your brain the same way that something does when you read it visually.
This is why Blanks likes to read things in Braille digitally. There's times when he just feels like ordering a big old-fashioned Braille book from the library.
It's still nice to open a book and smell the paper and hear the kind of the binding creak a little bit when you open it up.
Ocean's 11.
Back at home, Marco Salsiccia hasn't gotten to the stage where he can read his favorite novel yet. Right now, he's using Braille for the more practical things, like labeling that huge collection of DVDs.
Alrighty.
Jurassic Park.
His girlfriend tells him the name of the movie, and he uses a Braille machine to type out the titles.
This will do Jurassic Park, we'll do Lost World, and then forget the third one.
Since Salsiccia lost his sight, he says he pays more attention to the storyline and sound effects, using a special feature for the visually impaired.
While the movie is playing on the screen, someone's describing, like, there's a pre-recorded description track that pops up when no one's talking. So it does its best to describe what's happening to the best of their ability.
After he finishes labeling a big batch of movies, he scans the cases, feeling and reading his newly learned Braille. He finds Interstellar, pops it in the player, and listens.
Drenched in sweat, Cooper sits up and slouches on the edge of his bed. Pushing himself to his feet, he goes to a window, his shape silhouetted in the light of dawn as he looks out at cornfields stretched toward a horizon of low mountains. He wears a somber expression.
For Cross Currents, I'm Angela Johnston.